Building a magnetic culture. How to attract and retain top talent to create an engaged, productive workforce. Author, Kevin Sherrington. The benefits of employee engagement. How do you create a workforce that is always ready, able, and eager to take the organization to the next level? The answer is simple. Building a magnetic culture of engaged employees. Engaged employees possess an intellectual commitment and emotional bond to their employer. An eagerness to exert both extra discretionary effort and creativity, as well as a willingness to accept some more personal ownership for their own level of engagement, all leading to maximize outcomes for customers, the organization and themselves. Engaged employees are likely to recommend their organization as an employer of choice, as well as promote the organization's products and/or services. Disengagement equals bad PR. The importance of employee engagement has been amplified by social media. When customers or employees are unhappy with an organization, it's now easier than before to spread the message to hundreds, if not thousands, of people within mere seconds. This general principle is called the multiplier effect. On average, one happy customer will tell five other people about his or her experience. Thus, about five others will learn of the compliment. On the flip side, one unhappy customer will voice his or her dissatisfaction to 10 potential customers, who, in turn, will tell at least 5 other people. Thus, about 60 persons will eventually learn of the complaints. Essentially, bad news travels faster and further than good news. When social media is involved, however, the message spreads exponentially. Engagement and repeat customers. On average, it costs 5 times more to attract a new customer than to retain a repeat customer. Customers come back when they're satisfied with their experience and the level of service or product quality they have received. Employees' interaction with customers, therefore, plays a crucial role in whether customers will want to return. In fact, customer service can be more important to people than the actual product or the convenience of doing business with the organization. Engagement is a two-way street. All too regularly, people have relied solely on their employer to keep them engaged in the workplace, instead of taking any ownership of their own engagement. With this mentality, employees think their employer is holding all the cards, and that if they do not like what they are dealt, there is nothing they can do to improve the situation. If employees become unhappy, they will often stay that way because they do not feel empowered to make any changes that would better the outcome, or they will eventually choose to leave the organization. Employee satisfaction has been a popular talent management topic in the past years. But employee engagement is actually a more powerful indicator of an employee's true relationship with and contribution to the organization. While satisfaction is a general indicator of mood or opinion, engagement goes far deeper than that. Engagement ties to employee behavior and higher performance because employees care about the good of the company and doing their personal best. Satisfaction doesn't directly relate to specific behaviors or actions. Satisfied employees may be underperformers who are perfectly happy with their current situation and have no desire to perform at a higher level or advance. Such employees may also be completely unwilling to share their responsibility for their engagement, since they simply do not care about their organization. It's time for the path to engagement to evolve and become a two-way street that employees and management can travel together. Empowering employees to take responsibility of their engagement is the key to a magnetic culture. 7 steps for shared ownership. 1. Teach the concept of engagement. Employees will need to be taught what engagement is, who is responsible for it, and why it matters. Managers should enlighten employees on what they have to gain from taking part of their engagement. 2. Employees should brainstorm on what could increase and decrease their engagement level. 3. Employees and managers should meet one-to-one to talk about how they can support each other to increase engagement. 4. Develop specific action plans and goals. 5. Follow through and assess progress. 6. Make employees aware of your efforts to build engagement. 7. Lead by example. Recruiting, the foundation of a magnetic culture. Many people think recruiting is simply selecting a candidate for the job. While selection is certainly important, it's only part of the 4-step process. 1. Finding and determine the best person for the job. 2. Educating the job candidates on the position and organization before he or she is hired. 3. Onboarding successfully. 4. Ensuring the organization delivers on what it promised to the job candidate during the hiring process. Interviewing for engagement. The interview process is extremely important when considering job candidates. Punctuality and appropriate attire are a must. But hiring strategies often differ aside from those initial opportunities for candidates who disqualify themselves from the job. It's important to look deep into a person's behaviours and habits when deciding whether to hire an employee. The traits an interviewer should look for in a potential candidate are a positive disposition, emotional intelligence, adaptability, passion for the work, drive to succeed, and ability to accept feedback. Managing workplace conflicts. To maintain a magnetic culture, it's crucial for managers to help crush the conflicts that threaten to polarise the workforce. Managers should keep their ear to the ground to help preempt issues that could become detrimental to engagement over time. A pressing challenge for managers is fostering an environment where open communication is widely valued, and conflicts are managed long before they reach a boiling point. People will go to great lengths to avoid having unpleasant conversations in the workplace. When the conversation involved a manager, avoidance levels were even higher. Reasons for avoidance were varied, but most were caused by fear of the conversation ending badly, resulting in a negative working environment. Responsibility for stress management. Managers should take the initiative to ensure their employees are not stressed due to an overwhelming workload. There are several best practices that managers can follow to help reduce stress levels in the workplace, such as conduct stress check-ins, regularly meet with employees to ensure their workloads are manageable, balance workloads throughout the team, give employees the reins, create wellness programs, encourage laughter. Take action. What will attract top talent to your organization? Will it be your organization's reputation for an honest, open communication? Will it be the in-depth training and career advancement programs that your company offers? Will it be the workplace flexibility and casual dress code? Perhaps you'll be able to build a magnetic culture through all of the above and more. By simply focusing on employee engagement, you will make meaningful changes that will truly impact talent management and, subsequently, overall success. But where do you start? The best way to find out the areas that are the biggest opportunities for improvement is through employee feedback. While everything aforementioned can be beneficial for increasing employee engagement, it helps to know exactly where you currently stand so that you can prioritise initiatives and measure your progress. It's extremely important for leaders to make a constant effort to build magnetism at their organisation, even during times of success. Many of the companies experience troubling times after years of extreme success, but there will always be companies out there that are making progress. If you're not making progress as well, you will be left behind.